Let's repeat the banner here.
Amen.
Knowing, seeing, gaining God. Amen. Today we're here to know Him,
Amen.
To see Him,
Amen.
To gain Him.
Amen.
Amen. So let's turn to this portion, exercising the Spirit.
Amen.
In this line, just like the song said, there's praising, there's reading, there's calling upon Him. These are all ways to exercise our spirit, even speaking for Him.
Amen.
These are ways to exercise our spirit. Let's read the title under exercising the Spirit to enjoy the Lord. Ready? Exercising the Spirit to muse upon the Word of God. Amen. Exercising the Spirit to muse on the Word of God. We want you to realize the importance of musing upon the Word of God. However, all the elements of musing upon the Word, I haven't experienced all of it, and so there's so much to musing on the Word of God.
Amen.
So we'll try to do our best in showing you what it is to muse upon the Word of God.
Amen.
Let's read Roman numeral 1 all together. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall muse upon it day and night, so that you may be certain to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
Amen.
Amen. Then you will have success. Here it says, you shall muse upon it day and night.
Amen.
Right? Day and night, that means your whole being needs to be focused on the Word. I wanted to read that portion, with Joshua. You know what Joshua was doing? He was bringing the children of Israel into the good land. And for that, wow, the Lord needed someone. You might think he needed a mighty man. What he needed was someone who mused upon the Word of God. So when we come to Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses, so here he is, just about to cross into the good land. And this is after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah. Then Jehovah spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' attendant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, then, arise and cross over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them. So this land is a vast land, with valleys and hills, with pomegranates, with milk and honey. Right? So he said, I'm giving this to them, the children of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given to you, as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. That's quite a promise. No man will be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, I will be with you.
Amen.
I will not fail you nor forsake you.
Amen.
Be strong and take courage,
Amen.
For you will cause this people, right? It's not you'll be by yourself, but you will cause this people to inherit the land.
Amen.
Right? To inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.
Amen.
Which is what? A very rich land, an expansive land. Only be strong and very courageous, being certain to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn away from it, to the right or to the left, that you may have success.
Amen.
What is success in this case? It's taking the land. What do we want to have success in? Taking this land, who is Christ.
Amen.
Right? So then, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall muse upon it day and night, that you may be certain to do all according, that you may have success.
Amen.
Right? If you want success in this good land, if you want to have success in knowing, in seeing, in gaining God,
Amen.
We need to muse upon the Word day and night.
Amen.
Just give you an example. When I first got saved, we heard that there was going to be a training on Philippians. And so then the brothers and I in the brother's house, we calculated that there was like 100 and some days to the training. So we decided to muse upon the Word of God. So I would take 10 minutes just breathing one verse a day while I'm walking to the train station. And then at night we would spend time to review those verses and the verses before till we memorized the whole book of Philippians.
Whoa.
That's musing upon the Word of God.
Amen.
Just breathing it, just taking one verse, take 10 minutes to breathe one verse, just to muse upon it. You know, so when I going through the whole book of Philippians, eventually, just like that song says, lay hold of Him, right? He laid hold of you, lay hold of Him.
Amen.
But then there was a critical juncture in my life, and I am so happy that I was musing upon the book of Philippians, because it was it's kind of a traumatic event. You know, if you ever went through that kind of situation where your parents are going through a divorce, it's a traumatic event. But what did I have when I was musing upon the Word? I came to Philippians 4:6. It says, in nothing be anxious.
Amen.
I was anxious in everything. But here, this Word says, in nothing be anxious.
Amen.
But in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Before I was saved, I don't know if I said thank you to anybody, right? To my teachers. But it's their job. Why do I have to thank them? But here, this Word saved me, right? Musing upon the Word.
Yes.
It says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And,
yes.
Wow, in verse 7, and
Amen.
The peace of God,
Amen.
Which surpasses every man's understanding.
Yeah.
When I come to Him, I don't understand why, but it says it will guard your hearts and your thoughts.
Amen.
Do you want your hearts guarded?
Yes.
Do you want your thoughts guarded?
Amen.
Then you need to muse upon His Word. Yes. Be filled with His Word.
Amen.
This was such a salvation to me at that time.
Yeah.
It could have been so traumatic, but it was such a salvation.
Wow.
It didn't solve the problem with my parents, but it sure saved me.
Amen.
It sure saved me.
Amen.
So here we come to, let's all read A together. Joshua led the children of Israel to enter the good promised land and to take, possess it, allot it, and enjoy it. The land of Canaan with all its riches typifies the God-given Christ with all His unsearchable riches.
Amen.
So here in Ephesians 3:8, you know, when I read these verses from the Apostle Paul, you have to know he must have been one who mused upon the Word of God. Right in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, it says, well, let me start with verse 7. It says, of which I became a minister according to the gift. So it was a gift. It wasn't something he had. It was the gift of the grace of God, which was given to me according to the operation of His power. Right? To me, less than the least of all saints.
Amen.
If you think, do you think you're bad? Paul said that he's less than the least. So he's got the bottom position. He already claimed that. You can't say that you're worse than anybody. Apostle Paul already claimed that spot. He said, less than the least of all saints was this grace given.
Amen.
To announce
Amen.
To the Gentiles
Amen.
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
He must have been contemplating all the hills and the mountains, the valleys, the pomegranates, the milk and the honey. Right?
Yeah.
But when he compared that to Christ, he said, the unsearchable riches.
Amen.
There is a vast land.
Yeah.
But compared to Christ. Christ is unsearchable, unsearchably rich.
Amen.
Right? Then we have Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. So where was Joshua at this time? He was about to cross into the good land.
Yeah.
But where did he start? He was in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I come to Colossians 1, 12 and 13, he must have been musing upon that portion. Because it says, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion.
Yeah.
Right? In the Old Testament, their portion was allotted to them.
Yeah.
To us, guess what? We've each been allotted.
Amen.
Even Peter said, 2 Peter 1:1 says, Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted.
Amen.
So both Peter and Paul, they both use the word allotted, because we each have a portion. It says, allotted faith, equally precious as ours, in the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You want to enjoy your allotted portion? You need to walk in it. You need to muse upon the Word. To lay hold of this one. Then in verse 13, right? He says, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. You consider, where was Joshua? He was in Egypt, under the authority of darkness. Where are we sometimes? We're in Egypt, right? We need to be transferred out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
You realize He loves you? And we're in His kingdom. Even at that time, when Joshua was there, then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, you will be a kingdom to me. Actually, a kingdom of priests. But today, guess what? We are that kingdom.
Amen.
We are the kingdom of priests.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoy that. So here, you see the apostle. He spent his time musing upon the Old Testament. And give us such a treasure that we can muse upon it in the New Testament and Old Testament.
Amen.
Okay, let's all read B together. God's encouragement to Joshua to take the land was in the term of Joshua's walking in the
Word of God.
Amen. It's in the term of walking, right? So as he's going in, didn't say, get your sword ready. It said, muse upon my word.
Yeah.
Right? Why muse upon his word? Because then you're coming to the person. Amen. So let's all read number one together. The book of the law was not to depart from his mouth, but he was to muse upon it day and night. Joshua occupied with God's word to let the word occupy him. Amen. To let the word occupy him. So in Joshua 1:8, it says, you shall muse upon it day and night. Who can recite Colossians 3:16? Colossians 3:16. Those that know it, let's all read it. All recite it together. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. Amen. Singing with grace in your hearts to God. So Joshua said, night and day, muse upon it. Amen. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Floyd. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan. I have two sons. When my sons were growing up, we had this thing that was called Take 10 at 10. We would just take 10 minutes at night, and we would read through the Bible together. And after the traumatic event with my parents, my mom came to visit, and she saw that we were taking 10 at 10, and And she really enjoyed that. So then she would join by phone call. Even whatever she was doing, she would drop it, she would run home so that she could be on the call to take 10 at 10 with us. So we really enjoyed, as they were growing up, enjoyed the word, just taking 10 at 10. Of course, I had a morning time, but taking 10 at 10 with the whole family was very special. Amen.
Amen.
So let's all read Roman numeral 2 together. To muse on the Word of God is to enjoy God's Word as His breath, and thus to be infused God, to breathe God in, and to receive spiritual nourishment. Amen. Let's see, 2 Timothy 3:16. Amen. That's to breathe. All Scripture is God breathed. So it's good to breathe His Scripture. It's all God breathes. We all need to just spend time just to breathe in His Word. You know, recently, I'm going through the book of Romans, just a couple pages in the life study every day. So I muse upon the verses as I'm going through the life study. So I'm going through slowly so that I can enjoy the verses. And when I got to chapter 12, in chapter 12, then there's the verse that's be not fashioned according to this age. You know how we get fashioned according to this age? You just live in this age. You just live in this age. You watch the movies. You listen to the music. You go to school. You're just in this age. And you will be fashioned according to this age. But how can you be transformed? By the renewing of the mind. You need to come to His Word. His Word will save you. Just like that song that we're really enjoying. It's by praising, by reading, by calling upon Him. As you're musing upon the Word, you'll find yourself calling. Because to when the Word comes to you, you just need to call upon Him.
Amen.
You're not just coming to black and white, you're coming to a person.
Amen.
When you spend time in His Word.
Amen.
So when I first got saved, I just loved the Word so much. And I was in a training with Brother Lee, and he said, for you to get a basic understanding of the Word, you need to read it 10 times. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, I need to read the Word 10 times. So in 3 years, I just spent a lot of time just reading the Word. So in 3 years, I read it 10 times. But it's just an ongoing thing. It's not just one time you need to read it like crazy.
Amen.
Just our whole life, we need to be occupied with reading His Word.
Amen.
So now after 40 years, I've read it over 40 times. But day by day, we need to just be occupied with His Word.
Amen.
Spend time in His Word. And as you do, you'll find yourself calling. Because guess what? His Word is light. And it will expose you.
Yes.
If you spend time in His Word, it will expose you.
Yes.
All the unrighteousness will be exposed.
Right.
Amen.
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 Okay.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hi. Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I was sitting here and enjoying the message the brother is giving. And somehow, since I was sitting here facing this way, I happened to notice that some of us are already musing. Not in a good way. Which means you're half sleeping. This is not the right time to sleep. You will have other time to muse on the Word of God. But now, next 20 minutes, I will cover the Roman numeral 3 and 4. If you see this part, it's a very small section. But maybe you don't know how much I have to read this part, I mean, hours and hours. Anyway, before I begin to share these 2 points, I want to share with you my burden for this message. Okay, the title of this subject is Exercising the Spirit to Muse on the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't know how seriously you are taking this subject today. I want to impress you, this is a very serious matter.
Amen.
If you do not know how to exercise the Spirit to muse on the Word of God, or even if you know how to do this, but if you are not practicing it,
right. Yeah.
Then the result is you cannot know God.
Yeah.
And you cannot see God.
That's right.
And you cannot gain God.
Amen.
God wants you, or all of us, to know Him,
yeah,
and see Him,
yeah,
and gain Him.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Brother Tom gave us a very detailed way of godlessness age.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Godless. Yeah, we were thinking about all the terrible, evil, wicked things, right? But simply speaking, godless means no God.
Yeah.
Without God, right, means godless.
Yeah.
So, let's develop a little bit more. When we see the trees or Grand Canyon, we may say, oh, there's God, right? Just like Brother Tom shared. But what if your friends, your classmates, see you and saying, can they say, oh, there is God? If they cannot say that, then what are you? You are just a human. You may be a good Christian, but you may be part of godless age. I hope this touches you very deeply. But actually, I want this message to be very in happy mood, cheerful mood. Anyway, that is my burden. So let's go to Roman number 3. Okay? Can we read all together?
Amen.
To view the Son on the Word is to shoot the cud like a cow eating grass.
Amen. A month ago, I was assigned to this message. And after the fellowship with Brother Floyd, I was assigned to Roman number 3 and 4, which is, wow, this small section, so wow, good. So I asked a brother, by the way, this is my first time sharing in, anyway. So you know I'm pretty nervous now. Anyway, so I asked a brother, how should I prepare the message? I have to share in front of bright, young college students. And he said, okay, then pray with the outline. So, okay, I said, amen. Because I need to learn how to prepare. So I read this thing. To muse upon the word is to chew the cud like a cow eating grass. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me if I was growing up with cows. I have no experience of cows. So it was very tough for me to pray read this thing. How can I pray read? I don't even know how cow eat the grass. I really didn't have chance to see that, and I really didn't care how he eats grass. Okay? Not only that, it says chew the cud, C-U-D, this word, cud.
Yeah.
I had no idea. As you can tell, English is my second language. So the cud, I had no idea what it means. Then how can I pray with this thing? So I had to go find the video. So I was searching, say, cow eating grass. Okay, anyway. Actually, this is not my point, so I was watching this video, and it wasn't exciting. They just showed the face of cow eating something, but I don't know if this cow was happy, exciting, I have no idea. Just chewing, okay? But it says the cud, C-U-D, I didn't have any idea what that meant. So I looked up the dictionary, Google it. And it says cud. It is, I don't know, maybe some of you know what it means. Maybe, is there anyone who doesn't know what the cud means? Oh, everyone knows? Okay. Okay.
Some raise their hand.
Okay, okay. So, okay. Okay, this is how cow eats the grass. Cow chew on the grass very briefly, just moisten it and swallow it. And some says, oh, cows have four stomachs. Some says one stomach with four different parts. I don't know which is right, and I really don't care. Anyway, so this grass goes into the first section of the stomach. And then what does that this part does is kind of mix it with acidic some liquid, soften it, and make it like a little balls. And then somehow this stomach just send back that little balls to the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then this cow chews again and again. The experts say up to 8 hours a day.
Wow.
8 hours a day. Okay, my point is not the cow eating grass or cud or anything like that. My point is, why is he eating this way? Because simply, the things that cow eats, the grass, is very hard to digest. That's why he has to do that, to digest.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that I don't have to chew anything for 8 hours. Anyway, so let's put this with the Bible. Do you think it is easy to read and understand and digest it? No, right? At least for me, no. So in order for us to get the right nutrient from the Bible, it takes time.
Amen.
We have to study. So let's go on to point number A. Can sisters read this?
To share the cud is to receive the word of God with much reconsideration.
Okay, we have to pay attention on this word, much reconsideration. Consideration means what? Careful thought or act of thinking. So this has something to do with our mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we think that, oh, reading the word, oh, forget about the mind, you just use the spirit. I'll show you that is not true. Okay. To give you the little illustration, maybe how about Brother Andrew and Brother Jefferson? Can you stand up? Okay. I know these two brothers are very strong in spirit. They know how to exercise the spirit. I'm pretty sure that you know that. I'm going to share with them a very famous Bible verse in Korean. That means probably Brother Andrew will understand what I have to say.
I hope so.
Probably Brother Jefferson have a tough time understanding it. This time you cannot help. So, okay, I will say this. 나는 그리스도와 함께 십자가에 못 박혔습니다. Can you repeat after me?
I am crucified with Christ.
Okay, but if I have to say this to Brother Jefferson, probably he had no idea. He can use his spirit all day.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see. But what about, okay, Brother Jefferson, can you repeat after me? 나는, can you say it?
나는.
그리스도와 함께. Okay, okay, anyway. Okay, I'm not trying to put him on the spot, but the reason that I'm saying this is because if we do not know what we are reading, how can you exercise your spirit? There's no way. To me, it doesn't work. I have to know. So what I'm trying to say is this one here. Much reconsideration means you have to study. You have to stay with this word for hours of hours. If you have to read the footnote, yes, you have to read the footnote.
Yeah.
You have to understand. Ministry books. Yes, you must read it. So you understand what you're reading. So you can at least exercise a spirit. Okay, and let's go on to point number two. Brothers.
As we use upon the word of God, we should chew the cud. If we take in the word too quickly, we shall not have very much enjoyment. But if we chew the cud, as we take in the word, our enjoyment will increase.
Amen. It says, if you do it, if you read it too quickly, you cannot enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read this way. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
And then I say, what are we having for dinner? Is there a good Korean restaurant around here? Right after I read this, if I go to somewhere else,
yeah.
This word that we just read probably doesn't do anything to you.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to stay with the word.
Amen.
You have to spend time and study it and pray it. Okay, today, some of you are going out to preach gospel, right?
Right.
Okay, this is a very good verse.
Yeah.
Because this is what I used in my middle-age training. In my middle-age training, every Saturday we had to go out door knocking. And as you can see, I hate to go out and talk to people. Especially, I hate to be rejected. So literally, I just didn't want to go to the training because I don't want to go out preach gospel. But I had to do that because it was training. We went out, about five or six of us. And I tell my members, okay, you go knock, I'll pray. I mean, it's very spiritual, but it's not the right way. Anyway, but one day, somehow this verse came to me.
Amen.
I am crucified with Christ.
Amen.
That means my old self has been crucified.
That's right. Amen.
That's what God says.
Yeah.
That's not what I say.
Yeah.
Then, why do I hate to be rejected? Because I am still alive.
Yeah.
If I'm a dead person, I don't know how to be rejected. If I'm a dead person, I don't know how. I don't know. Maybe. You're not gonna be afraid. So after read this verse, I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. Wow. Okay, I'm dead. So, hey, I don't know how you can reject that dead person. So anyway, so you have the boldness to go out.
Yeah.
So this kind of verse, by musing on the word of God, has to become real to you.
Amen.
It cannot be just stay as just a good Bible verse.
Amen.
If you never experienced the death of Christ or death on the cross in your living, your daily living, probably you may have to exercise your spirit to muse on this word.
Yeah.
It will be very, very helpful to you.
Amen.
I guarantee. Anyway, go. Let us see. Usually musing upon the word will be slower and finer than pray reading the word.
Amen.
It means, prayer reading is a part of musing on the Word of God. But the musing, it takes all day. Let's go back to the cow. 8 hours of chewing. You touch the Bible verse in the morning. Can you keep that in your mouth for all day? must. If we don't do this, if we don't practice this way, probably in God's eyes, let's say my son here is 24 years old. Some of you may say, oh, he looks like me, which is true. But if he hasn't been eating and digesting properly for the last 24 years, he may still look like a two-year-old, the size of two-year-old, and talks like two-year-old. If I ask him, how are you? Then he will say, I need candy. Okay, anyway, so we have to eat this way.
Amen.
If we do not eat the Word of God this way,
Amen.
This thing is not going to happen. Amen. So let's go on to Roman numeral 4.
Amen.
How about all together?
We may think that using is something of our mind, but it is actually connected to our spirit.
Amen. It is a difference between mind and spirit now.
Yeah.
I cannot say that the mind is useless.
No.
As I said, yes, we have to use our mind to understand, renewed mind. But there is a little bit of difference. Let's say we all love to go to a restaurant. Why do you go to the restaurant? To eat, to enjoy the food. But what if you go into a restaurant and then you study the menu for 2 hours? So you know what is bulgogi, what is kimchi jjigae or whatever. Okay, I'm talking about Korean food, I'm sorry. And then after you all study, you just walk out. Rather than just eat and enjoy the food. If you do not use your spirit to muse on the Word of God, you may be just studying. You may take it as just a knowledge. Then, what is it? We are taking the way of tree of knowledge of good and evil. That is expression of Satan. Could be godless. If you want to be godly, we have to use the spirit.
Amen.
We have to exercise spirit to touch the word.
Amen.
Okay, point number A. Brothers,
we actively muse upon the attributes of our God in our spirit. We muse upon his dealings with us and his promises to us. As we muse, our inner being is filled with much feeling.
Amen. As we muse on the word properly, there is part it says, will be filled with much feeling.
Amen.
Feeling means some kind of reaction. This morning, I heard the testimony after the first message. Some sisters were in tears. That is reaction. If you read it with your spirit and muse on the word, there must be a reaction.
Right.
And here, his promises. God is God of covenant. Means God gave us a lot of promises because God wants to give. So we have to know what he promised to us. So rather than just explain this, I'm going to share my personal testimony on this portion. Okay, it is a Bible verse in Book of Numbers 18:20. How many of you get a lot of enjoyment by reading Book of Numbers in Old Testament? Lord, okay. I never had enjoyment before this happened. Okay. Some of you know that I started serving full time about 2 years ago. I was a working saint for all my life. I didn't even know how to take a break. Because I had to raise three children, of course. course, my wife. And yes, I had to do that because I didn't have anyone to depend on. But 2 years ago, somehow, the Lord led me to serve full-time. Okay, when I decided, I was scared. I was in fear. Not just for my living, but how am I going to serve the students at this age? I don't even know how to talk about internet. I don't know if we need to talk about it, but I have no idea. How can I serve? I don't have anything to serve. And how can I make a living? I still have a long way to go. At the time, my first son was graduating from college. Second one is in college. Third one is going to college. So I was scared. But somehow I decided. So I read this one. I'm reading it now to you. And Jehovah said to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them." Wow. "I am your portion." This is Jehovah God speaking.
Right.
"I am your portion and inheritance among the children of Israel."
Amen.
When I was reading this and musing upon this word, it became real to me. Jehovah is promising me that I will be your portion. If God says to you directly, "I will be your portion and inheritance," will you be afraid and in fear? If you know your God, who this God is, you will be in good shape. If He promised to you that "I will be your portion," and "I'll be your inheritance."
Amen.
Yes, some of us already experienced this. But especially the new beginning full-timers, including you. Take this word. And muse upon it. Then Jehovah God will be your portion.
Amen.
And your inheritance.
Amen.
This is the meaning of musing upon the Word of God.
Amen.
So, do I look like a fearful person now? Am I afraid of anything, of living? No. Jehovah promised.
Amen.
And this is real.
Amen.
And when you exercise your spirit, this Word of God becomes real to you.
Amen.
As I explained to you, I am crucified with Christ. This becomes real to you. If it is not real to you in your daily living, probably either you are not exercising your spirit or you are not musing on the Word of God. One of those two. Come to the Word and say, "This is what you promised. And this has to be real to me." You know, there are a few things that God cannot do. You know, we all think that God can do everything, right? There are a few things God cannot do, which one of them is He cannot lie. I can lie, but He cannot lie. That means this is true. This has to become true and reality to you.
Amen.
Anyway, okay, letter B. How about sisters?
We should be calm.
Yes. Yes, there are times that we need to be loud and jumping up and down. But when you muse upon the Word of God, take this way. You need to be calm. Turn to the Spirit and try to hear what the Lord is trying to say to you.
Amen.
We have to come to Him this way.
Amen.
This is the meaning of musing on the Word of God.
Amen.
With exercising of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hopefully, I am ending it now.
Amen.
Hopefully, this kind of impresses you.
Amen.
This has to become our living.
Amen.
our living. It is not just a movement that some of the saints do in the church life. It has to become your living so that we can be those who can express God and manifesting God in our living.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.